The federal government has had a goal to award 5% of its procurement dollars to women-owned small businesses. But until February 4th, contracting officers couldn't reserve those deals for competition. But now that's changed. We'll learn how that new rule is working from Penny Pompey. She is the National Executive Director of Women Construction Owners and Executives. Ms. Pompey, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
Now, your group is really a non-traditional role for women, construction company owners and executives. But this 8A set-aside for women-owned small businesses would directly impact you. How has it changed, or has anything changed?
It hasn't changed that much yet, and there are a couple of challenges with the program. First of all, it takes a long time for any edict to filter down into the contracting officers that are really responsible for issuing the purchase orders. So that's the number one challenge. There have been about, this was passed and put out in February, and I think we probably have 60 projects, and about a dozen of those are in the construction industry. So there hasn't been a lot of it coming through. One of the challenges that we have, though, with that program, especially as it concerns construction, is that there was an executive order issued by President Obama shortly after he took office mandating that all government works projects have a project labor agreement attached to them, which means that the workforce has to be union. Well, the statistics are that 13% of the construction industry is unionized. So you've already eliminated from consideration most of the construction companies that would be interested in bidding on these projects because they're not union.
So does that bounce off of the 8A set-aside then? They kind of are at loggerheads when it comes to what's a union and who is unionized and who isn't?
It is. It eliminates, it doesn't eliminate, but it makes it significantly more difficult for a non-union signatory company to bid on a federal project that comes out through the, it's actually called 8M, which is another piece of the 8A program, but it's a separate piece of that legislation. So it's very difficult for our women-owned companies to get in there and figure out how to do these projects. The other thing that I'm seeing, which is interesting to me, is the projects that I have seen come through in the construction realm tend to be really small. So there's none of the bigger projects. Our members have companies that do $20, $30, $40 million a year in annual revenue, and the projects coming out under the 8M program are $500,000, $700,000, even $100,000, much too small for women who have successful construction companies to get involved with, especially when they have to fight the union rules when they're a non-union company.
So what you're saying, it sounds like you're saying, is that a group of contractors, such as your members, who are potentially much lower bidders than the unionized ones, those bids don't even get seen by, those potential bids don't get seen by the government at all.
That's pretty much true, yes.
And at the $100,000 to $300,000 level, that sounds like conference room rehab.
It is. It's been very disappointing. There's been a lot of painting projects and, you know, fixing floors and stuff like that, which is great. But that's really for the micro businesses. And yes, they certainly need to have the work as well. I'm not saying that they don't. But for the businesses that really create the jobs in this country, which is the, you know, the small businesses that are successful, that have managed to hang on by doing a lot more with a lot less, they really don't have the opportunities in this 8M program. I don't believe it's going to be as successful as it could be because it's got so many attachments to it that make it not favorable to our, certainly to our members.
We're speaking with Penny Pompey, the National Executive Director of the Women's Construction Owners and Executives USA. And this is probably far-fetched, but would it be possible to bid on one of those project labor agreements if you simply paid your workers the union wage for that particular job and go back to your regular wage structure for the rest of the work, would that distort your business too much? Is that even a viable option?
Well, it's the record keeping as much as anything. As you know, small businesses operate on a very small administrative staff. And the record keeping required, it's not so much the salaries, the pay, it's the benefits and the record keeping that you have to do to comply with the project labor agreements that make it so difficult for a business that is structured around what we call an open shop kind of business model, where either union or non-union workers can come in, but they are paid based on the business's benefits, not on what the union had negotiated for that particular area.
So for this new regulation that went into effect on February 4th, does it need to be tweaked, changed, or do they just have to go back to the drawing board to get it right?
The concept is good. There's nothing wrong with the concept. I think the issue is that every project that has government money has to be a union job. And that doesn't work with construction. It just doesn't, because the figures are 13%. And that leaves off 87% of the construction companies cannot really participate in these projects. And it really has to be filtered through. There's got to be some accountability from the top of the agencies to say, look, contracting officers, you are going to work with this program. And there are women-owned companies out there that are more than micro-businesses. So I think there's that mindset that women companies in the construction industry are all teeny tiny little mom and kids shops, and they just aren't.
So in other words, some of them can build the whole building from ground to the roof.
Oh my gosh, yes. Not only build it, but supply some of the materials that are needed as well. I mean, we have manufacturers that are part of our membership, so they are involved in every single aspect. In fact, we even have one of our members manufactures porta-potties. So we've got it covered from under the ground all the way up to the top of the roof.
Penny Pompey is National Executive Director of Women Construction Owners and Executives USA. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You can find links to more information and hear this interview again at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.